Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from Washington Opinion Surveys. Okay, Matt, can I speak with Heather Yost, please?
This is her.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Just we are conducting a national opinion survey, okay, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Okay. And does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, man. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
All right, man. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Probably 50-50.
50-50, okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
49.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just so we just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
White.
Okay. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Something else, I guess.
Okay, so be independent or others?
Independent.
Independent, okay. All right, ma'am. Now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Nope.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
All right, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
I have no idea, actually.
Okay, no idea. Okay. All right, sir. Ma'am, I'm thinking about the issue, you know, of the country's facing now. Which of the following would you say is the most important issue, you know, for your member of Congress, you know, to focus on? You can select up to two choices, okay, to be the most important to you. Improving road, bridges, and infrastructure, border security, fighting inflation and lowering the cost, reducing crime and gun violence, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 education, climate change and protecting the environment, growing the economy and creating jobs, combating threats to our democracy, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Wow, that's a lot to choose from.
Yeah, but out of those, which two would you like, you know, for them to be more Congress to focus on?
I don't know. I'm going to go with Medicare and Social Security.
Okay, let me see. Protect, okay, Social Security and Medicare, okay. And what else? In border security, inflation, fighting inflation and lowering the cost.
Yeah, lowering the cost, I think.
Fighting inflation, okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, now I'd like to raise your feelings towards some people and organizations, okay, using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold. Okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, just let me know and I'll move to the next one, okay? The first one will be Raul Garcia from 0 to 100.
Haven't heard of him.
Okay, what about Maria Cantwell?
Cantwell, 50.
50, okay. Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Never heard or no opinion?
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay, what about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
Like 0.
Zero. Joe Kent.
Not sure who that is.
So be no opinion or never heard?
No opinion.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Like
30. 30, okay. What liberals in Congress?
Say that again.
What liberals in Congress?
No opinion.
No opinion, and then mega Republicans.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, and if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
It'd have to be Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay, and if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I have no idea.
Okay, if you had to lean towards one of them, which one would you lean more? Marie Glossenkamp Perez, the Democrat, or Joe Kent, the Republican?
Probably Kent.
Okay, lean towards Kent. Okay, all right. Even though you're not supporting Marie Glossenkamp Perez, now what are the chances that you might support her? You know, for Congress in November 2024, is there like a fair chance that you might support Glossenkamp Perez? A small chance, just a very slight chance. Or no chance at all that you might support her?
Slight. I'd have to do some research.
Okay, a slight chance. All right, and next I'd like to ask you some qualities, you know, and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important it is, you know, that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it's important at all, 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and 10, if you extremely important quality or, you know, attribute in your member of Congress. So you may use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one would be a fighter for the working class.
Yeah, that's really important.
What number?
So it's hard to focus.
Okay. All right. What number would you give it from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, what about a leader who will fight back against, you know, the threats to our rights and freedoms?
10.
Someone you can trust.
10.
A leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it.
10, but good luck.
Okay, someone who will defend abortion and a women's right to choose.
I'm going to say 10.
Okay. Thank you. All right, now, okay, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. Okay, in this case, I'll be talking about Marie Glossenkamp Perez. Please rate me each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. With 10 means the statement is very convincing, reason to support Marie Glossenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 is not convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number, okay, from 0 to 10. Okay, in February 2020, Marie Glossenkamp Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant, okay. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion. And Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters, you know, to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can't count on her to stand up, you know, for reproductive rights and fight back against politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. Would you say that's not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing to support her?
Very convincing.
Okay, what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. All right, Marie Glossenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan politics games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting, you know, the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was the best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such an independence is refreshing, particularly for first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party, okay? So would you say that's not convincing somewhat or very convincing from 0 to 10?
To 10.
Okay. All right, then Marie Glassenkamp Perez shows up. You know, she listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing $600 million needed to repair I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand child care in rural Washington, helping bring down costs of families. Marie believes, listens to us, and works to find solutions to our real world problems. That's a different kind of leader. Okay, would you say that's not all convincing somewhat or very convincing from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. All right, ma'am, now that sometimes over the course, you know, of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, okay? But I like to ask you again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glassenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kemp?
Right, Perez.
Okay, Perez, okay. All right, now, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I only have a couple more statements and we almost should be done, okay? I really thank you for your time. I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Joe Kent, okay? After, you know, others will hear statements about the other candidate, okay? Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. What 10 is, the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion plan. This ban will force women and girls, you know, to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves. And if and when we have children, families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. Would you say that gives you no doubts at all, some doubts, or serious doubt about supporting Joe Kent?
Serious doubt.
Okay, what number would you give it from 0 to 10? How serious?
0.
Well, 0 gives you no doubts and 10 gives you serious doubts, okay? So, but what number from 0 to 10?
Oh, 10? Serious okay. Doubt would be 10?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, 10.
Okay. Okay, and the other one say, we can't trust Joe Kent to put, you know, what's best for working families above the, you know, the big special interest backrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That plan will be, you know, will benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which will lower costs but will lead to bigger profit for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. Would that give you no doubts about supporting him, some doubts, or serious doubt from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and after hearing more about Joe Kent, okay, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Yes.
Would that be much less likely or just somewhat less likely?
Like, not at all.
Okay, much less
likely. Less likely. Right.
Okay, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, okay, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? Just, you know, whatever you can think of. Hello? Hello?